Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Okay, so it's 51 degrees, and here we go. Goodbye, winter. 84, we're looking at for Tuesday. Winter, that was cool. It was fun. Good to see you. I'm John Potter, live and local. I want to start off first by saying westbound 80 is backed up from, looks like, Sparks Marina to Pyramid Way. I don't see a crash there, but NDOT tells us that right now there are single lane reductions on 80 between Rock and Pyramid. I think that's it. Both directions are open, but they're single lane. This is road work they're doing. Until 10 o'clock in the morning, they say this is going to wrap up at 10 this morning in about an hour. And also the Pyramid on-ramp to westbound 80 and the Rock Boulevard on-ramp to eastbound 80 may be closed until 10 o'clock. Okay. And the speed limit on 80 is now 55 miles per hour there, but it looks like 5 miles per hour. Once again, westbound 80 from Sparks Marina to Pyramid Way. I'm John Potter. It's live and local from now until noon. And my good friend in Carson City is Craig Moss. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing very well this morning, John. Very light traffic on the way down from Reno to the studios in Carson.
Well, that's really all that's important, right?
Yep. And the traffic was so light that I actually just decided to do the speed limit, too, and made it here in time.
Well, good for you. We are the two radio fossils. We've been at it a very long time. When Craig and I get together, we share stories of Reno's radio past. I started here in 1978. How about you, Craig?
76. I got you beat here in Reno by two years. I interned at the KSRN that was in the middle of Old Town Mall, what is currently now Reno Town Mall. But
I used to go up, it was on the second level, as I recall, at Old Town Mall, and look through the windows at KSRN and see all the gray-haired people working there. That was where the older radio employees worked, right?
Yeah, that was Jack Slothauer, Lou Gutenberg.
Oh, yeah. Lou Gutenberg, yeah.
Bob Carroll. Yeah.
You know, folks, we spun some wax, kiddos. We would put the record on. We'd put the needle on the record, and we would cue up the record. You didn't just, like, put the needle on there and let it go. You move the record with your hand and back it up a bit to the first sound. Skills long past, folks. And that record would eventually wear down, and it had a little hiss in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And we called that cue burn. Sounds like a character on a situation comedy. Cue burn!
Yeah. And if you had to go to the restroom, you found the longest track on a record you could, so you could get to the restroom
Park.
And back. Yeah.
MacArthur Park, yeah.
Yep.
But anyway, we did that for a long time until, instead of records, the songs and the commercials would go on cartridges. On East Moana, where Bobo's Mogul Mouse is, that was where I worked in the 70s. Actually, there were two stations there. The AM, KCBN, was records in the studio from floor to ceiling. And they had a system worked out where there was this clock. And there were these little colored dots on certain songs, and you had to play a certain color at a certain time, and you'd have a blank spot on the clock where people could call up and make requests, and we'd play those. And on the weekends, we'd have Casey Kasem and American Top 40, and across the hall was the FM, the old KRNO.
Yep.
And that was the sleepy music station. And each hour after my morning show, I'd go in and do the sleepy news on that in a quieter voice. I'd do the news quieter. A deranged woman by the name of Priscilla Ford drove her Lincoln Continental on the sidewalk and killed several people in downtown Reno today. That's I shouldn't laugh at that. But yeah, I did that story there that very day, as a matter of fact, and oh my gosh, how we transitioned from records to now where it's all digital. And this is where you and Phil are a great helping hand to this old vet. I remember coming to work at the other talk station, I think it was 2003, and the parking lot there was full of dumpsters and garbage cans full of these enormously expensive four-track tape decks and the DAP players, what do you call them, CD players, the control boards, that they were throwing them all out in dumpsters. I mean, they had to have paid over $100,000 for that equipment at one time, but then digital came and it was all dumped. So I asked if I could have some of this old equipment. They said, yeah, they didn't care. And I took all this radio equipment, what I could fit into my trunk to home after work. And I'm driving home thinking, wow, what a score. And I got it home and it was like, well, what do I do with this? And my wife started to get like really irritated that all of this was taking up space in the garage. And I'm saying to her, do you know what this is worth? Well, folks, it's the same story with the $900 Nikon and Canon 35 millimeter cameras that became obsolete with the digital cameras and the smartphones. They sell for like $30 now on Craigslist. But anyway, it was such a crime to let it all go. And I was emotional over old equipment. But wow, that was 24 years ago. You still have, you still love radio, right, Craig?
Yeah, you don't do radio in Northern Nevada for the money.
Oh.
Because well, you don't get paid for, very much, a lot. But
yeah.
Only when you're in the top 50 markets do you really, is it really money-making for an employee.
Well, thank goodness we have employees because how things have changed. We have come to the point now where we really should say this now, but in the future, we human beings on the radio are going to have to say, we talking to you right now on the air, we are not AI. We are real people. Now, AI can write up a news story or a commercial and almost simultaneously voice it on the air. It's writing and performing music. And pretty soon, it will do talk radio, I think. I may end up as useful as an ashtray on a motorcycle with this. But we do not use AI here. We are all real people. And I think there's going to come a point, Craig, where we have to say now and then on the radio, this is not AI, right?
Yeah, put up the disclaimer.
Right, exactly. And AI, I fear, is at some point going to be so everywhere that listeners will have to be reminded that what they're listening to is real. And I personally think that being real, a human, has value because I find friendship on the radio, and I listen for friendship. And at its core, radio is about companionship to a lot of people. And that companionship means a hell of a lot more when it's a person talking to you and not a computer. Humans need humans, you know, and that's a fact. Okay, last night, sorry to be the one to tell you, they fought hard. They really were flying high in the Mountain West quarterfinals, but top seed Utah State beat Nevada 79-66 last night in the semifinals of the Mountain West tournament. I say good job, men. Be proud. That was a great run. My gosh, we had a time in Reno government this week, didn't we? We'll take a break, but of course, you know, the Reno police chief, the assistant chief, five other officers. Oh, what else do we have this lately? Two Reno judges forced. What the heck is going on? They were forced to step down. They won't tell us. Basically, they won't say anything about the police thing. So we're going to get into that after we take a break. I'm John Potter. This is All Live and Local. We're going to have some fun here, too. And we got three super guests coming up on the show today, too. Always welcome your calls, 884-9910. Good, take our first break. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Time 916.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, welcome back, friends. Welcome back. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. My gosh, what a time in Reno government. So now the Reno police chief, the assistant chief, five other officers, and two Reno judges have all been forced to step down from their positions of responsibility recently. Should Reno hire Tony Soprano to try and clean the place up? That's our question. 884-9910. My opinion is, for what it's worth, is when they put six top people at the Reno Police Department on paid leave, that is super unusual. And it's not something that you can do with without a real explanation. And we, the residents of Reno, deserve more, a lot more, accountability and transparency. And the, well, this is an internal investigation, we're not allowed. Not allowed by who? We can't divulge the names. Well, I'm pretty sure you can. You can state a simple fact. These five officers are on paid leave, period. You're not accusing them of anything. You are stating that these people are on leave. You're not saying they did anything. If you still say, no, by law, we have to keep the names confidential. Well, you named the police chief, so I believe you can also name the five others. I just, hiding them is what is casting a shadow and raising suspicion here. All it does is raise a lot more questioning. And oh my gosh, spending millions of dollars for these temporary changes at the top. Yeah, we need a bit more transparency, just saying. And there's already guilt by association anyway. I saw in the news yesterday, the Reno Police Protective Association, I think they called Channel 4 to get the word out that none of their members are involved in this misconduct investigation. And if you don't specify who you're investigating, then the entire police department is suspect. And I would imagine the officers there don't like that. Am I wrong about this? Could be. It's just what I'm feeling about this, and of course, just one taxpayer's opinion. Well, filing to run for office in Nevada ended yesterday, and now we have a final tally of how many candidates we have vying for each office. 27 candidates have now filed for the District 2 seat in Congress that Mark Amadei is leaving. 27. I didn't have time to check on this, but I think I spend most of my life here. I think that's a record, right? 20 people, 20 have filed to run for governor. And I recognize maybe a third of the names, but the rest, like a candidate who goes by the name Sunshine Afterburn, why do these people bother? Sorry, I don't want to affect the vote here, but I will. I'm sure Nevada is never going to have a Governor Afterburn. It is just a fact. Okay, there are nine people in the race for Reno mayor, four for Sparks mayor, four for Attorney General in the state, seven candidates for Secretary of State, all in for the midterm elections this year. There are races where we already know the winner, the races with just one candidate who filed, like Judge Connie Steinheimer, who has been temporarily removed from all cases. They never told us why, again. Again, we need transparency in local government. She is the only candidate for Washoe County District Court Judge Department 2. Crazy midterms on tap here. Also, it was a packed house on Thursday night. Locals came out to voice opposition to yet another new development, and this one would build 764 homes in one of the two 18-hole golf courses at Red Hawk. Neighbors organized by the Wingfield Springs Preservation Group crowded Sky Ranch Middle School to oppose it. They were, you know, citing the usual traffic and damage to wildlife and wetlands. Last November, the developer, Wingfield Nevada Group, submitted the application to the city of Sparks to build all these homes. City of Sparks has not taken any action on the plans yet. What do you folks think about that? I am very familiar with this. I lived in Wingfield Springs up until about 8 or 9 years ago. I'm in the old Southwest right now, but I loved my time at Wingfield Springs. Absolutely loved it. I miss it. Great, very social, fun neighbors. I miss you folks. Lots of good fellowship and get-togethers. Great people. And of course, I love the beauty of that neighborhood. And Red Hawk and Golden Eagle Park and the great baseball field they have there, the trails. No, I don't want to see 764 more homes there. But all the neighbors who are against that, with all due respect, and I say this as politely as I can, you built or bought your home there too. I think I recall years ago when the folks just south of you did not want your home built. You know what I'm saying here. But on the other hand, listen, I feel for you because I know, and a lot of these neighbors, if you talk to them, they are irate that they were told when they bought their home that the wide open space across the street or over here, or over there, within view of their home would always be there and would never change, you know, because listen, I know all about the promises that real estate agents make. This stays open space. No one's going to build here. It'll always be a golf course. They can't change it. Well, yeah, they can. Decades ago, I bought a very nice house on Mayberry across from the Chrissy Collin Ranch House. And next to the Chrissy Collin Ranch House, next to that historic ranch house at the corner of Mayberry and McCarran was just this beautiful open space right there across the street from my front door along Mayberry with a few cows and horses. What an idyllic scene that was. I loved it. Right, real cows and horses, like three horses and two cows right there in the city on Mayberry in this wide open space next to Chrissy Collin Ranch House. Remember them? And I thought that scene was so perfect that before I bought, I asked the agent twice, will this ever change? Oh, no. It's in the county charter. Well, I drove by it just this morning. I haven't for a while, but I wanted to see what the latest is. And I drove by this morning, and my old townhouse now faces pretty much looks like a business park. You know, I'm surprised. I should be thankful they didn't tear down the ranch house. That's still there. But there's like a really out of place, doesn't fit the neighborhood business park there. But such is life in the growing city. And I just saw in the news yesterday that Reno is now the top choice city for Californians moving to Nevada. We are their city of choice. Fox Business headline today reads, you can look this up. The headline reads, Reno surpasses Las Vegas as top destination for California home buyers seeking affordability. And the article goes on, affordable here, right? Well, yes, it is to California. So anyway, the article goes on to say,
a new hotspot has emerged for home buyers looking to leave California. This is all we need now, right, folks? Reno has surpassed Las Vegas as a more attractive destination for Californians looking to move. The analysis of housing data by Realtor.com found that in 2025, almost 43% of views of online listings in the Reno area came from users in California, which is the highest share in the history of the data. Lucky us. There's so much more to talk about because sometimes local, there's not a whole lot of local news, but this week was packed with it. And later on in the show, after our first guest, after when it's just me, we're going to get into what the RTC wants to do with downtown. 4 more miles of bike lanes. And, you know, they say bike lanes, it sounds very positive. And you know, saying bike lanes brings a smile to every progressive face. We know that. But what they don't tell you is, well, they take a lane, a driving or two, driving lanes away to provide these bike lanes. They don't say what's given up in to supply that. They leave that part out. But anyway, I want to talk about that. Bike lanes, a very big thing for downtown Reno. We've seen them all over town, too. Also, the serious stuff about the mass shootings this week and how the media treated that. And, well, there's a lot of stuff here I got. Anyway, we're going to break for Fox News. Derek Lee, we're going to be talking health up next. Always welcome your questions for Derek, 288-4910. We're going to take a break for the news. And back shortly. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
It's 9:36.
Current temperature in Reno, 53 degrees. Derek Lee, happy Brain Awareness Week.
Thank you, John.
Did you know this is Brain Awareness Week?
I just learned it in this moment.
I didn't know there was such an animal. But it's a yearly global observance to foster public support for brain science. There you are, Derek. According to the WHO, over 3.4 billion people worldwide live with some kind of neurological or psychiatric disorder like depression and Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Doing what you can, huh?
That's it.
News item today, new research from UC San Francisco says when it comes to brain health, we've been overlooking a surprising organ, your liver. According to the published, that's not funny.
I'm surprised it's taken them this long to figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. You brought this up 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Let me see here. It says, according to a published study, I'll make it short, exercise triggers your liver to release a protective enzyme, GPLD1, that travels to your brain and repairs the blood-brain barrier. As we age, this barrier becomes leaky, allowing harmful substances to slip through and cause inflammation, and the liver has to be in good shape to do that. I know you have miracle liver, so... tell us how your products can help speed up this repair to the brain barrier. I didn't know it could be repaired.
Yeah, it's
actually, a living organism, though. So
it is.
Yeah,
it's arguably one of the most crucial organs in the body. That's what keeps the chemicals out of the brain. And so, you know, the blood-brain barrier kind of acts like its own entity. It acts like it functions like a intelligent life form, because it has to determine what can pass through the blood-brain barrier and what cannot. And so no chemicals, no artificially made substances can actually pass through the blood-brain barrier. And so if we look at it from that perspective and we look at pharmaceuticals, which are majority of synthetics, it kind of makes you wonder, well, it kind of gets you to the point of looking at, do pharmaceuticals actually affect the brain, or excuse me, benefit the brain? They all affect the brain, but they don't benefit the brain. So pharmaceuticals recognize they have to trigger some type of reaction in the body, which then the organs in our body trigger a response in the brain, but chemicals directly cannot benefit the brain. So it's interesting.
It is, and they only mention, they promote omega-3 fatty acids in this. They say, quote, help build cell membranes in the brain and have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects that protect brain cells. But you found other ingredients.
Yeah, you know, if to get a good source of omega-3s, 3, 6, and 9s, the best way to do that is eat a piece of salmon at least once a week, or eggs. Eat a couple of eggs once a week. That's a good way to get, or nuts, walnuts, almonds, whatever, whichever those kind of nuts you like. That's the best way to get healthy fats.
I love nuts. That is great news.
Yeah. It's even peanuts. You know, science says it's not the best. It's still getting healthy fats into your system.
New product.
Yep.
All right. It's called Hydra, Hydrating Fascia and Lymph System.
Yeah. So this is something I've been researching for well over a year, trying to understand. And this is something we've talked about often, John, is the lymphatic system. How do we get fluids? How do we rehydrate a cellular membrane? How do we get fluids into that cellular tissue? And so this is something I've been trying to understand for quite a long time. And so there's been a lot of research or exposure recently that I've found about fascia. I believe fascia is its own organ. So when I started...
What is it?
Fascia is like it's kind of like a membrane that has a nervous system. It has a blood supply. And this is what our lymphatic system flows through, the fascia. And so this is how I believe we can actually repair muscle tissue. If we exercise too much and our muscles are sore, they say that's lactic acid buildup. But the reason lactic acid buildup might be because the fascia becomes dehydrated. Fascia supplies nutrients and fluid to every cell in our body, in our brain, in our spinal cord. The fascia is responsible for doing that. And so it's actually responsible for supplying the water, the fluid to repair a cell as we age, as we damage it, the fascia is responsible for supplying that. And so it's you know, when you cut a piece of steak and you have all that white grainy stuff in a piece of meat, that's the fascia.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
And so it supplies fluid, and the fluid dynamics is actually what I believe is aging. Mm-hmm. I believe we dehydrate as we age. And so the fascia and the fluids in the fascia, the lymphatic system, is the reason why. And so I built this formula because I was dealing with a lot of weird stuff. This is a few weeks ago, a few weeks ago, where every time I would move, it feels like my muscles were glass. So every time I'd take a step, every time I'd move my legs, it just felt like my muscles felt like glass or sand. And it was just extremely painful and draining to where I didn't want to move. And so I just, in processing that information, is like, okay, I think my fascia is dehydrated, and that's why I'm having that effect that my muscles feel like broken glass or moving through sand. I was just that grainy hurt, and so I didn't want to move. I didn't feel like moving at all. Difficult to sleep, difficult to just relax because everything's traumatized. So I put this together earlier this week because that's my Hail Mary. I got to figure out some way to correct this feeling, this sensation of absolute continual pain. And it took me 2 days before I started noticing it. And by yesterday, that sand and glass feeling completely disappeared. But I also recognized it improved my mood, my emotional state of being. I felt more confident in myself.
Yeah, you came in here real perky this morning.
It's amazing how much fluid dynamics actually affects the emotional state of being and mm-hmm. well-being. And so it helps the fluid, it helps the fascia, it helps the lymphatic system flow more efficiently. And it really is fascinating how lack of fluids, especially in that lymphatic system, affects all these different states, not only physical, but also affects the mental state and the emotional state.
Interesting long list of ingredients here. Lots of collagen, the real collagen.
Yeah.
And your proprietary amino acid complex in this, along with, Boswellia serrata. Boy, you got some ingredients. But the package says Hydra, hydrating fascia and lymphatic system, which provides nutrients and fluids to every cell in the body and brain.
Yep. And I believe this is where most neurological disorders come in as well. And so we're releasing it today because, one, I've noticed how much it helped me. Two, I believe we can saturate the fascia lymphatic system with fluids. We can actually repair a lot of those things, like people have burning nerves, people have neuropathy. I believe that's a fluid-based issue. People that have those burning sensations, people who don't have feeling in their legs and feet, I believe that's based on fluid dynamics. And we also, I've got a lot of stuff ordered for our grand opening. And so what we've just received one. It's a frequency generator. And so according to Nikola Tesla, if you can match the frequency of the cells in your body, you can actually communicate with the body for cells to repair.
Oh, my gosh.
So Nikola Tesla developed that theory. Raymond Rife, defined that theory. And so he was able to analyze all the different frequencies of all cellular tissue from our kidneys and liver, heart, brain, different sections of the brain. He was able to analyze different sequences of frequencies to benefit the human. They're able to identify frequencies of microorganisms, of fungus, viruses. And so both those people they overlapped each other. Mm-hmm. And so then Russian scientists took that information and developed their own technique where it's a bioresonance, which has to do with the anatomical structure. And so anyways,
all right, I'm lost.
We're getting into much of it. But so when we hydrate the cells, I believe that if we can add a frequency to that, we can actually we can repair the cellular mechanism and have the fluid to make continual repairs. Mm-hmm. Because if we can adjust the frequency of a cell and provide the fluid in the cell, then we can actually make permanent repairs.
Good Lord. I'm going to take one right now.
It's So
the product is called Hydra. It's available at brainhealthformulas.com. And you mentioned the grand opening. He's talking about the very first Brain Health Formulas storefront.
Yep.
It's going to be behind Trader Joe's at Smith Ridge Plaza. And opening day is the 28th. That's, 2 weeks away?
Yep.
All right. I'll be there. Well, I'll be there.
Yeah.
So that is super psyched, my friend. But we're going to break. In the meantime, while we do that, go to brainhealthformulas.com. Check out the deals and check out Hydra. Okay? I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. One more segment with Derek up next. FM News Talk, time 9:46.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Degrees. I'm John Potter. One more segment with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. And did not mention another great thing about the new product Hydra is the special deal that you have on this amazing product at brainhealthformulas.com. What is it, Derek?
Well, we're going to do buy two and get one free of Hydra. I believe it's really important. I believe everyone can benefit from it. I believe that it can do a lot of good for people's brains, for people's bodies, for the tendons and ligaments, for muscle tissue. I believe that's a significant reason for fibromyalgia is a lack of fluids. So I believe we can reduce a lot of pain specifically with this formula called Hydra. And so, buy two, get one free, the specific product for the next week. And there's no code you need to apply. It's just buy two of Hydra and we'll give you a third one free on shipping. No, there's no codes needed.
You also say it affects your mood, and
yeah.
I have heard that hydration affects your mood overall.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The brain needs it, and I didn't value that until I experienced it this week, and it was really fascinating. And so, in order to get fluid into the lymphatic system, water doesn't necessarily go directly into the lymphatic system, which I did not know. We have to convert it into a hyaluronic acid before it can actually be utilized by the lymphatic system. And so that's something I just learned recently. And so if we supply hyaluronic acid in this formula, then the lymphatic system will automatically absorb it versus having to convert it into it. And so it really speeds up the process of absorption.
You got me reading about this stuff. I have one question. What can combat free radicals that can damage brain cells?
Any antioxidant. That's what antioxidants do is combat free radicals. So dragon's blood is great for that. Just about all of my formulas actually combat free radicals. I just don't talk about it much because a lot of people, it doesn't really you can't measure it, you can't feel it. It's just something that's continually ongoing with everything, with everyday life. And so our immune system is continually combating that, and all of our products are heavily loaded to combat free radicals. That's antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, those are all combating free radicals.
How many antioxidant ingredients are there?
Just about every ingredient has some form of antioxidant, anti-inflammatory property. It becomes nuanced because everything talks about it. And so if everyone doesn't experience all those things, then we just stop talking. I just stop talking about it because it has those effects. And so but it's not a priority. And so I like to talk about the system that it repairs. Yeah. And so it'll benefit the anti-inflammatory response. It will benefit the feeling, how we feel. It'll benefit so Hydra in particular, it's going to rebuild the fluid dynamics even in a joint. And so if people's joints, like their knees, get locked up because of arthritis, but then their muscles also start to get stiff. And the reason the muscles start to get stiff is due to lack of fluid. There's not enough fluid to get that joint to move anymore. And so if we can rebuild that fluid dynamics, then we can actually rebuild a lot of those structures.
Maybe this has been my issue all along.
It's possible.
That the stiffness and I can't sleep sometimes.
Me too. I woke up last week. I didn't get more than 2 hours of sleep a night because I was in continual pain because my knees hurt. I sleep on my side a lot.
Same with me.
Yeah.
Same. So you've noticed a difference with this product?
Or? I don't have pain in my knees while I sleep anymore.
How long did it take for that to happen?
It took about 2 days before that changed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there's a lot of benefits. I'm probably not communicating all the benefits to it, but hydration is the key. Hyaluronic acid is the key. And one of the things we also put in is elastin. Elastin is a type of collagen. And so that's the microfibers of collagen. So instead of it just being all bulky, the elastin provides the small fibers in order to actually make the repairs of the collagen. And so that's also a key component. It also helps the skin. A lot. Elastin is a key type of collagen for the skin that is a lot of times missing in collagen products.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. Look for the product Hydra. Buy two?
Buy two and get one free.
And get one free, and the website does it automatically. So we're 2 weeks to the day, 2 weeks away from your store
yep.
to open, the grand opening. We're going to be broadcasting from that in 2 weeks. What is going to be inside?
Well,
how do you have it designed?
Well, a lot of it's designed around Kathy's business. It's really designed around posture therapy. We have a bunch of display cases, and we're hoping to have those display cases.
What do you divide up the space? Her business and then yours?
Mostly her business is in front, because she needs a lot of space for posture therapy, for joint alignment therapy, and so I just work in the back. I'm by myself, and I just kind of do my stuff back there. And she's up front working with people continually. So that's what she does. So it's very professional. Looks great. We have offices also. And so yeah, we're just kind of crack it open.
Well, she's my guest at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, she's very excited to do this.
And this is a kind of physical therapy. It seems to be focused more on what, posture?
Posture and really joint alignment. She can get into that.
My dad would nag me all the time. Sit up straight.
Yeah.
And I just have a lazy backbone. Anyway, we'll get into it when she comes in 11 o'clock this morning. Can't wait to meet her. All right. Final 2 minutes, Derek Leah, BrainHealthFormulas.com. Go ahead.
So anyone who decides to try these two, buy two and get one free today with our grand opening and anytime after, it's kind of going to be like your key code. When we have our frequency generators, we'll give a free trial run. If anyone's interested, we have a program that will specifically just balance out the frequencies of the entire cellular structure of the individual, and that'll be your buy two and get one free of Hydra. And just keep using it because that will optimize the functionality of the balancing of the cellular structures.
Are there any medical publications that you swear by?
Medical publications, can you...
Like New England Journal of Medicine, and I read Harvard Medical School. They just came out, and they said adults 60 and older will benefit from taking a daily multivitamin with effects roughly equal to slowing cognitive aging by about 2 years. Participants who took a multivitamin over 2 years scored better in memory, remembering events, and experiences.
You know... I think you have to take all of them with a grain of salt. I've seen great articles from the American Heart Association, and at the same time, I've seen horrible articles from them. And you just have to read it. And I compare and contrast documents. And so I find the average of the information. And if you average all the information out, all the things that correlate the same is the truth. I don't like cherry-picked information. And I find that with a lot of research articles, it's like I don't value a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But I compare and contrast numerous articles, and where all the commonalities are, is where the truth is.
You sound like my doctor. No, he is so frustrated. He's had it up to here with people who come in, they have an appointment, and they bring up some wackadoodle thing that they read on the internet.
Yeah.
And he rolls his eyes. And, yeah, it's such BS that's all over the internet, and you don't know.
Yeah.
And people are falling for I fell for something. I can't remember now what it was. Oh, I know. There was an article I read for fiber and for great well-being of your body, drink psyllium husk.
Yeah.
Mix it with water.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor and he said, don't do that. You're making yourself anemic. Oh, the psyllium husk, iron and vitamins bond to the psyllium husk. And with the psyllium husk, it just shoots right through your body.
Oh.
And you don't get the nutrients.
But the internet
made me use this for a year. Anyway. Derek, so good to see you. BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Thank you so much, John. It's a pleasure as always.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's great.
I got a break for Fox News. We'll be back. We'll tell you how to get some money in your pocket today. Next, 99.1 FM Talk.